Daf is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. So we got to the last five lines of Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanim quotes a Maisa here, Maisa ba'adam echad, with one individual Shlo Hayibana of Nahagin Kishur. The children weren't following the Derech Hashem like we saw in the Mishnah. And what did he do? He Amad v'kasim v'chasal Yonatan ben Uziah. Yonatan ben Uziah was the lucky recipient of this individual's property. So ma'asa Yonatan ben Uziah, what did he do with the property? He didn't need all the money. He wasn't into Gashmias. So Malcha Shlish, he sold a third of it, he made some money and did whatever he did with the money. Hikdish Shlish, the other third he dedicated to the Hekdesh fund. And Hikdish Levanim Shlish, and he returned a third of it actually to the children of the deceased. So Ba'alav Shammai b'makeilu v'tarmilo, Shammai came after him with the stick, he was walking with a cane, wanted to have a debate with him because he didn't think Yonatan ben Uziah did the right thing. So the Rashbam just explains here, the last five lines of the Rashbam, b'makeilu v'tarmilo, Kolomer lisvakeya chaimo, to have a discussion, a debate. Al shavar divri hames, that he, Yonatan ben Uziah, went against the words of the mace. Shiniskavin la seislo, the mace wanted to give to Yonatan ben Uziah, al menash shelo yehenu banav minichasav. He did this in order to avoid his children who are lo nogin kishua, they shouldn't get any hana. The kiman, it's as if, even though he didn't, but ke'ilu amarle, hareini notein lecha nichsa, I'm giving you my property, Yonatan ben Uziah. Almanash shetim koyim letzarchecha, that you sell it for your own use. The tahana b'demen, that you benefit from the money. V'lo almanash shetim levini, not to give to my children. So you went against the words of the mace. Dika umdendaita, there was an understanding here. Dilahachi yavlu, lay, that's why he gave the property to Yonatan ben Uziah. V'yafal pishal pirish, even though he didn't say this, that's what he clearly meant. So it comes along Shammai. We'll see the Gemara in just a second, but I'm reading the Rashbam first just for a moment. V'hachi kamar le Shammai li Yehonasan. Interesting, he changes to Yehonasan here. Chazara shechzar to Levanav einoklum. That money that you returned to the children wasn't good. Dim kein lahavya matana. That was not considered matana. Because he gave you the matana. He gave the money to Yonatan ben Uziah. Amanah said the children don't get anything. You violated the Tanai, so therefore it's not considered a matana. That was Shammai's claim against Yonatan ben Uziah. So let's look at the Gemara now. So again, Gemara says that Shammai, Abba, love Shammai ben Makelu v'tarmilo. He came with his cane. He came chasing after Yonatan ben Uziah. Amarle, he says to Shammai, that this is Yonatan ben Uziah's response. Shammai, if you're able to undo that which I sold already and that which I sanctified, so then you could take back the money that I gave to the children. But now that we know, Vimlav, if you're not able to, and in fact you aren't able to, then just like you can't take back what I sold and you can't take back what I sanctified, so too cannot take back what I gave to the children. So Shammai says, Amar hitiach alai ben Uziah, hitiach alai ben Uziah. He bested me in this debate. He's correct. And therefore,
I think Rashbam says that the whole kavana was that he actually sold third and was make hekdesh shared is to be able to tell him that. Meaning to make sure that he had bidus, to show he had bidus.
Oh, he gave away, he could have gotten one third though. He didn't have to get two thirds away.
Just to show that he had complete bidus on the nechassim so that he.
So no one could come after him like this. So he sold the third, and then the rest, even though he sold the third, sanctified a third.
And then he gave it to the kids, so that he could be able to know what she was to claim.
So what was the Shammai's understanding, Gemara wants to know? So Meikara Maisavar, what was his initial thought that Shammai thought he was incorrect? So Meikara Maisavar, Mishum Maisa de Beis Charon. If you remember the Gemara's in Nedarim, that the Beis Charon is Tzana, the Mishnah tells us there in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem Ches. There's an individual son whose father took another that his son cannot get any hana. By a masi beno, now he's marrying off his son. Now, even though they had a relationship with each other, he just wanted his son to be independent. He didn't want his son to rely on all the property that his father had had. So he's marrying off his son. Vamar lechavero, so the son now cannot have a party in his father's house because he can't get hanah from each other. So Amar l'chaver, so the son says to his friend, Harei chatzer v'suda nesuna l'cha v'matana. I'm giving you my property, my backyard. I'm giving you all the food. It's all yours. For the whole wedding party, I'm giving it to you as a gift. Ve'inu l'fanach el k'day, I'm only giving it to you on condition sheyavo abba v'yochel imanu b'suda, so that my father joined us in the suda. Okay, I know he can't get hanah from me. We can't get, so therefore, if I'm giving it to you as a matana, the property is yours, the food is yours, so then you could join us, it's all yours, but I'm giving it to you on condition, that's what happens. So Amar lo, so his friend, nice chaver, says to him, listen, I know the halacha here. Im shalihein, if they're mine, harein mukdashim l'shamam. I'm sanctifying them, and they're no one's anymore. I'm being makdish them. Now, so Amarlay, so the friend says, the son who's getting married, Amarlo, lo nasati lecha el shali, shetak tishim l'shamayim. I didn't give it to you so that you could be makdish. I gave it to you just for one day so that my father could come join us in the meal. So Amarlo, so his response back to the chasen is, lo nasati li es shalcha el shetihei ata vavicha ochlen v'shosin ratzim telzeh v'yavon tali b'rosho. So you only gave it to me to allow your father to come and join this chasana, and now I'm going to get punished with this avera. Because once you give it to me on that condition, you're not really giving it to me. If you're really giving it to me, that means I've got full rights to be maktishit. And the fact that you're not letting me my maktishit tells me that you still have strings attached to this, and it's still yours. And your father cannot eat in your meal in this property because it's still yours, and you're only giving it to me just to circumvent that issue, and that doesn't really work, and I'm going to be held responsible because he's claiming that's my property, that the father and son are having the chasana. So that was the conversation. So what we learned from all of this, though, Amru Chachamim, Kol Matana She'ino She'im Yekdesho Mukdeshes Eino Matana. Any gift that you give someone, the makabel, the recipient, cannot be makdishit, that's not considered a matana. And therefore it goes back. That's the smaisa of Beis Charon. So what was the mistake here? What did Shammai initially think? How do you compare our case that we started off with to the case of Beis Charon? Where again our case was where the individual didn't want his children to have it, so he just gave all the property to Yonas and Menuzia. So look at the Rashbam. It's in the middle of the piece here. It's a long Rashbam. But we're going to just pull out here three lines down from the top of the Rashbam. Rashbam says in the middle of the line, Umihu. Umihu lo damu. The cases are not comparable of Yonas and Meruzio case and the case of the Beis Charon. Dehasim, by the case of Beis Charon, Parish le behedya, the son explicitly stated what his intention was. Veinon elefanech el amnashia vo abav yochel. I'm only giving to you as long as you keep that tonight. And he didn't keep it, so therefore it was never a matana in the first place. So that's why the father couldn't join in the property. And the wedding. Abal hacha, here the case where the individual gave all the property to Yonas and Benuziel. Stama, he didn't explain any details. He didn't say that you should benefit it and not my son. Hilkach legamer yovle, he gave it to Yonas and Benuziel without any strings tied to it. Las has been kirtona to do whatever he wants. So now Yonas and Menuzia has the property, it's his. Now he decides to give it to his son. That's his prerogative. But he has the full rights. And that's why he was permitted what Yonas and Menuzia did. That's how the Gemara explains it.
So if you have the intention of getting it back, you can't give it?
Only if you say that. Only if you state that I want it to have, you can only have it with strings attached. That's not called a matana. The case of Yonas and Menuzia, he didn't say anything. He said, it's all yours. And that's it.
Well, what about, maybe a little different, but when a person sells his chametz, there's definitely, I'm selling you my chametz, but there are definitely strings attached.
Not in the contract. There's a certain understanding, an umdin adaita, what's going to be in a week and a half from now, but...
Well, in a week and a half from now, you've got to give it back.
But it's not stated in the contract or anywhere at all. It's written in condition that, the way it's written, the chis chametz, I'll just say quickly, then we'll move on, is that the guy has to come up with the $1 million by next week. If he doesn't have $1 million, so then the contract's null and void. So that's not string detached. It's up to him to get the money. If he doesn't get the money, so then everything is canceled. Fine. So the Gemara now says we're around seven narrow lines up in the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Shimonim, after we mention Yonas and Benuziel, we're going to speak of his greatness right now. So Tanur Rabbanan, Shimonim is Tamidim Hayulo, Lehil HaZakin. He had 80 Talmidim. It doesn't seem so much compared to what Rabbi Kiva had necessarily. But in 80 Talmidim, the Ben Yoyav explains why Dafka 80, because he lived 120 years, and he moved from Bavel after 40, so then he learned 40 years, and then he taught for another 40 years. So connected, there's 80 years of learning and teaching. He was Zocha to 80 Talmidim. So of these Talmidim, the Gemara explains, Shloshim Mehen Ru'uyim Eshetish Olem Shechina, Kimo Shebeinu. 30 of them were worthy of having the Shechina Sharalav, having the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not quite like Moshe Rabbeinu, because you know no Navi could ever be like Moshe Rabbeinu, but close to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the reason why they weren't Zocha to the Shechina, Rashbam points out, is because the door wasn't Zocha to it. Although an individual might be Zocha, if the rest of the generation isn't Zocha, he's not going to get to that level. So 30 were on that level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shloshim Mehem, another 30. Ruyim Shitam Lehem Chamak Yeshu Benun. Were worthy of being able to hold the son up, as we know that Yeshua ben Nun did. Now, Rashbam points out here, Moshe ben also did. The Gemara in Tanya says that three people held the son up. Yehoshua ben Nun, Moshe, and who's the third?
Nakdimon
also held the son up. He paid the late payment for the money, for the water. So there was the three people. And the Gemara says, how do we know? That we have, because Moshe Benu was a certain Masar we had, that Moshe did the same thing when he fought. So why not Moshe Benu? So Gemara Rashbam answers here. If you look at the Rashbam, it's six wide lines down. Shetamod lehem mechama ki Yehoshua. Ule Moshe nami yom dechama. Kidinafkalam mesechas of Odo Zara. It's also the Gemara Tainis. Acha is a gzer shava from Moshe to Yehoshua. Ela mishum de'ein achashuv in kokach kemoshe talim Yehoshua. Since these next 30 Talmidim were not as great as Moshe, they just were talim on Yehoshua ben Nun. They were a drop lower than that. Now Benunim, now then the other, how many, we have 20, the other 20, Esrim ben Nunim, the 20 middle guys, then they were average. Galdos Shebekulim, the greatest among the Beinonim was Yonasan ben Uzziel. He was the top of those 20. Katan Shebekulim, the...
Is the Esrim Beinonim separate from Galdos Shebekulim? Yeah, are we talking about the top of the 20, or just now it's a new thing? Of
I think top that it's, according to article, it's the top of the 80.
Top of the 80, really? Esrim Beinonim?
That's a statement. There were 20 Beinonim.
I thought it was 30... 30 great, 32, and then the last 20 were average. Okay. So what are the 2 days? I missed the 2 days then. First day is what? There's 20 of the...
He was the top of all of them, and the other one is he was top of the Beinonim.
The 20 Beinonim is the same.
Period. Now, Gadlish Rekulim, is that qualifying the Beinonim, or is that qualifying all 80? Okay. So Rashbam says which one? I see Rashbam say this. Does he weigh in? He does not. So I have here, so quotes first one, Shebechol HaBeinonim.
The Ritva says that it's that he was at the top of all of them.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. Rabbeinu Gershom says Galdos Shebechol HaBeinonim.
Aha, okay. Fine. So the greatest among the Beinonim, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, was Yonasan ben Uzziel. And the Katan Shebechol, the least of the Beinonim, was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So Amar Olava Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said about him, Nishlohaniach Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachos VaGadlos Diktukei Torah VaDiktukei Sofrim VeKalim VeChamurim VeGezeirus Shavos VeTkufos VeGematchios VeMashalos Kufsin VeMashalos Shualim Sichas Shedim Sichas Dikalim Sichas Malachi Yasharis VeDavar Gadol VeDavar Katan. He didn't leave anything out. Now he was the least among them, guys. So we can't say about any one of these categories.
Of the average guys.
Average guys. So Davar Gadol, what's Davar Gadol? Ma'isim Rekava. Davar Katan Havayos Dabaye Virava. Lekai Mashinamar, in order to fulfill Shinamar, the Pasuk says, it's also quoted in the, I think, the end of Mishnah as well, Lahanchil Ove Yesh, Votose Mamale, to inherit a love of a Yesh, of something that's a significance, and the storage houses that are full. So, the Vichimachet, the Katan Shbekulam Kain. This was the least among these 80 Talmidim. Gadlish Rekulma, Achas Kama Kama, what are you going to say about the greatest amongst them? So Amru Allah, they said about Yonasan ben Uzziel, B'sha sheyoshiv osik b'torah, kol of sheparech alav nisaf. Any bird that would fly over would immediately be burnt. A number of interesting things are said in this discussion here. And number one is, they said that the Yochanan Zakkai, when you say he's katan shebekulam, so it's really hard to imagine, says the Kesef Mishnah, it doesn't mean he's katan shebekulam b'chachmas ha-Torah, because he was appointed one of the Nesim. So it's unlikely that the least among them would be considered Nasi. So the way Kesef Mishnah understands katan shebekulam means katan with regards to other chachmas, mashalos and whatnot, to the other areas, sciences, history, whatever, math. That was, he was katan shebekulam regarding the other. But chachmas ha-Torah, Yonasan, rather Yochanan ben Zakkai, was of the top. That's according to the Kesef Mishnah. The Torah Chaim says something interesting about the why yesh otzos, which they say shy. There's 310 olamos, a person zochatu. Why 310? So explains that in the Aseres Adibros there are 620 letters. And 620 letters connected 613 mitzvahs plus 7 mitzvahs b'nei noach. That's 620. We know for everyone, no one person can complete all the mitzvahs, so you need to have a partnership, a husband and a wife. So you split half, each one gets 310 because that's half of 620. The interesting Torah Chaim. So then there becomes a whole conversation here, all these lists here, whether or not one of the things he was a big buck in was gematrios. So could you use gematrios to paskin shilas? Could you use that as a davar halacha? So we have a few places in Shas where the Gemara do use gematria. The most famous one is probably Yeheh Kodesh by Nazir, last week's Parsha, Yeheh Estam Nazirus is 30 days. How do you know? The Gemara says Yeheh is gematria of 30. So that's a halacha. So the Rambam says it's not halacha, it's simply an esmach de ba'alma. We don't use gematrias for halacha, we use it to parparas latorah, says the mission of us, just to nice added things to it, but it doesn't create any halacha from it. But we see there's a beginning. I know a lot of people laugh at gematrias, they think it's funny, it's made up, but you can make any gematria in the world, but there's a lot to it, as we see here in the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Aleph. Fine. The new Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph here, Ha'omer Zebini. A person says, this is my child, Neman. He's believed, the father's believed to say who his children are. But if he says, Ze'achi, Eino Neman. To say that this is my brother, he's not believed. And the Gemara is going to explain why that's necessary. It has to do with Yibum and stuff and Yerusha. But to say this is my son, it's believed. To say this is my brother, he is not believed. Now, V'yitol Ima B'chelka. But since this one brother, let's say there are a few brothers, and I say, this is my brother, and you all deny that's our brother, so I have to share my portion with him because I think he is my brother. So look how the Rashbam explains the scenario here. Rashbam says around seven lines up from the bottom towards the end, V'yitol imo b'chilka. Kagonim shnaim heim levad be'ahasafik. There are two brothers who are definitely brothers, and then there's this third who they're debating about whether he's our brother or not. So I say he's my brother, and you say he's not your brother. So what's halacha? V'yeshlan lachlo gimel sados. The father dies, and there are three fields. So if it was just me and you, we split it one and a half, one and a half. Zenotel sada mechza, zenotel sada mechza. So the two Vadai brothers take a field and a half. That's half of the properties. But no sin zeha meid alachiv. The one who thinks that this third guy is actually his brother, only he has to give hasafik shuachiv hachatzis sada. He needs to give that half a field because he thinks this is my brother. So I give him the half a field. And if he wants the other half of the field from the other brother who denies it, he needs to go after him. So again, let's say me and Rick, your brothers here. So I get a field and a half, and he gets a field and a half. That's how you initially split. I think Adam's my brother, and Ricky says not. So I think Adam deserves a whole field, and you think he deserves nothing. So I have to, you know, say no. I had to pony up to what I say. So the half a field that I have, I give to him. So I've got a field, he's got a half a field. And the other half field he wants from Ricky, he needs to go after him to prove that he's a brother as well. That's the scenario. So I, since I admit I owe him, but Ricky denies it, doesn't owe him anything. So then the Mishnah says, Mace, let's say the brother who's made, the brother who thinks that he's his brother, that guy dies. So rather, the Safek brother dies. So then, Yechazu Nechazim Lumkomam. So that half a field goes back and we would split it evenly. Because look how the Rashbam says this. Sorry? Exactly. Assuming there's no Yorshim. So look at the finish the mission first, I guess. Actually, let's look at the Rashi first. Rashbam says, Yechazu nechasim shenasim lo mechelko limkomam. Kolomer lemisha nasnam lo. The half of property that was given to the Safek brother goes back to the initial place. Aval sharachim ein Yorshimimo. But the other brothers don't get it because they didn't agree that it was his brother. Fine, so I would get the half a field back, and not Ricky. But let's say, the Mishnah says, Naflu lo nechasim mimakam acher yarshu achav imo. Let's say Adam is zoche to property from some other source that we weren't zoche to. So then what happens here, says the Rashbam in the last line here, Naflu lo yerusha lesafek b'chayev. While he was still alive, the Safek brother was yarish some property somehow. Mimakam acher, oh, kanin nechasim, he got some other property, then the Safek brother dies. In this case, says the Rashbam, Yeshu Achiv Shel Meid Imo. All the brothers, not only the one testifying that he's our brother, but even Ricky would get some of the property as well. Because I think that Ricky and Ruvay now is all, we're all brothers. So in my testimony, Ricky has every right to get it. And so in this case, Ricky would split that property evenly with me.
Is that because the brother who died, Safek, was the one who was Modeh that they were all his brothers? Was it because the other brother was Modeh they were his brothers? Because they said they weren't his brothers. Who's the one who was
Modeh? Right, so it says Kamodi Lahu, it's in plural. It sounds like two people. It sounds like the Safek brother and the Meid brother as well are the ones Meid. So we both think that Ricky is our brother, so therefore, since we're the ones giving it over, Ricky should have full rights to split the property with me as well. Okay. So Gemara now wants to know in the very bottom of Amud Aleph here, Zeb Bini Neman L'may Hilchsa. When the Mishnah said that I could say this,
the Rabbeinu Gershom says, he was first,
the one who died. But the only one who counts, Modeh, is the one who died.
But why is the Rashbam say the ha kamodi lu in plural? They agree to it. Let's see, does the Misipta article say anything on this?
Oh, here's a Bagmari war Maduas. Maduas, the Chaim Shimon Beshar, Akab, Rishud, Lareshet, and Levi, Lamrod, Shemim, Atmami, Olam, Lo, Hodu, Shehu, Akim. It seems that the reason is because one of the brothers who didn't die was Malkut, not the brother who died.
But, right.
No, because the brother who died insisted that he's the brother.
Yeah, but that's not from what.
That could be what the Rabbi Gershom is saying. You're saying the one who's still alive.
That's what Rashbam is saying.
Yes.
So it's not the one who died.
No,
it's the one who's
it
alive.
Seems that since the one who's alive was more than his brother, everybody else is also, which doesn't make much sense. But we'll see the Gemara. According to this, the Gemara is going to start talking about
Rashbam. Okay, so we'll see. I think today's Gemara, maybe tomorrow's Gemara, we'll get to
it. Alright,
so we'll see what the Gemara says. We'll clarify.
Not the guy who died?
No. Right. According to this, is the
guy who. Rashbam doesn't say who. Rashbam is plural.
Part of him.
Huh?
Rashbam doesn't say who. He just says Modi. Yeah. They. So I don't know who the they is.
No, kam Modi lahu to them.
Right, Modi also means a plural, that they agree to them.
It seems like the guy who died insisted that he's the brother, right? So, you go, Hodas.
Yeah, they don't say who, in terms of the Mayid or the Mace, or both.
According to Rashbam, it's very clear, according to Artsko, it's very clear that Rashbam holds that it's the one who's alive, not the one
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll wait till the Gemara, we'll see what the Gemara says.
Shimon Beshar Echa Zakain Gamhem Litol Chelek Benechasim Sheiniach Levi Sharei Reuven, which is the one who's alive, Hodash Levi Hu Achihem.
Hold on, so what happened there again?
So the Gemara is going
to
explain
it. We'll go, wait to the Gemara. Let's go back. The Gemara says now, Zebni Neman Lemai Hilchasa, when the father says, this is my son, so with regard to which halacha is he believed that I say, this is my son? Comes along Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Liyarsha, Luftor, Es Isha, Meayibim. The person says, this is my son, so the significance is that he could be Yorish, the father. He's the son that is Yorishim. And number two is that if there's a child and the father dies and leaves behind the widow, so that widow is not chayv in Yibam if there's children. So that's the significance that she's potter from Yibam as well. So Gemara says, that's the chiddush here. The Yarsha Pshita, we know that's the halacha. That's what Nisha telling us, where you could say Zeb B'ni, we know that halacha, that's already obvious. So then the Rashbam explains why is that obvious. Rashbam on the top of Amud Bey says, the Yarsha Pshita. If you wanted, you could give it the Nechasim to him as a gift. So when you say he's my son, since what gives him the Nemanis is, since he could have otherwise given him the property as a Matana, that gives him Nemanis to say that he's a son and will be Yorish, the father. So that can't be what the Chiddush of Zebani is, Neman. So it must be lift towards Isha min Yibam, to say that the wife, if the husband dies, the wife is parted from Yibam. Because she has a son, that's what's telling me. So when the father says, I've got a son, she's parted from Yibam. So that's what it's strictly, that's what's needed. So the Gemara says, "Hanami Tanita." That's also a explicit Misha in Maseches Kedushin that Mi Yishamar Bishas Misasa Yeshli Banim Neman. The guy who says when he's about to die, "I've got sons. My wife doesn't have to do Yibam." He's believed. So what's the need for another Mishnah of Basa telling us the same thing? And the Mishnah finishes off also saying, if he says Achim Einu Neman, if he says I've got brothers, which now would actually mean she's a chayiv in Yibum. She cannot marry anybody until the brothers do Yibum or Chalitza. That makes her usur that the husband does not have the right to do. Not our focus right now. But we see two cases. The Mishnah Babasa says Zebini is Neman for Yibum, that she's part of her Yibum. And the Mishnah Kedushin also says Zebini, Bishas Misaso, he's believed that she doesn't need Yibum. So why the two? And so the Gemara answers, Hasam Dlo Muchsak Lam Ba'ach. The Mishnah in Kedushin is talking about where we don't know that he has any brothers. So there's no need for Yibum. She, if he's the only brother and he dies, there's no Yibum. No one could do Yibum here. So since there's no brothers, the fact that he says there's a son doesn't change anything. There are no brothers to do Yibum anyway, so he's believed in the case where there are no brothers. That makes sense. But here, our case in the Gemara and Babas is talking about a case where this husband who's about to die, he has brothers. So if he dies and doesn't have any children, the brothers have to do Yibum Chalitza. So by him saying, I've got a son, that's now exempting her from the chazaka that she had to have done Yibum Chalitza. And that's the chiddush. Even though that there are brothers who would have otherwise have done a Yibum Mechalitza, if he says, I've got sons, we believe him, and she's pater from Yibum and Chalitza. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah here in Baal Basra. Okay. So, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mipnei Ma Amru, Zeb Bni Neman. So what's the basis? What gives him the right to say, this is my son, with regards to Yibum now? So what's this far? We just said it's a halacha, but what's the reasoning based on this? Because a husband could always say, I'm divorcing you, and then she'll be pater from Yibum Chalitza. So by him saying that I've got a son is another way of patering from Yibum Chalitza, two different mechanisms. So once he has the right to pater from Yibum in one case, we'll give him the right to do it in a different scenario by saying he has a child and not having to go through the divorce process. So that's the svara according to Shmuel. So comes along now Amr of Yosef, Mara Davram, Master of Avram, God Almighty in essence, Tali Tani Badula Tanya. You're saying a brisa that's not a brisa. So look at Rashbam here, and he explains, we know a few places Rav Yosef does this. Yosef lost his memory a little bit. So Rashbam explains a little bit about this. So you look eight wide lines down, four words in, Amr Rav Yosef, Mara de Avram, Rav Yosef Chala, Rav Yosef became sick. Vishachach Tamud, he started to forget a little bit. Kidamrinu Masechas Nedarim. We know Rav Yosef relied very much on his mind, but he had a super memory. He knew everything. He was Sinai, but over time he started to lose his memory. Ushmuel Sheshama Mirav Yehuda Rabba, when he heard from his Rebbe certain sugyas from his Rebbe Rav Yehuda, called him Chelya before he got sick. V'achshem now, Miskashemem, he's having a hard time remembering. Hayanosein Elibo, he started to concentrate a little bit more. The Tama Im Shama Kain, he started to second guess himself. Did I hear it that way or did I hear it this way? He tried to fix it in his mind that he'd be saying the things. This is what he said. Ribono Sholem, Mar Davram, Efshir Sheshamati Mirav Yehuda Shinoi Gadol Kazeta. I hear something like this. In other words, it sounded like you would say something what he memorized. You just say it like without understanding it. And after it come out of his mouth, he started wondering in logic, does it make sense what I just said? So he says Rashbam further, the Tali Tanya HaMishnah, the Katani Zebani Neman. He says the Mishnah of Zebani Neman, he's being told it depending upon the time of Bedulotanya. It's being dependent on another sugya that's not in the Brice anywhere, which is that Bedavar Sheinu B'Mishnah U'B'Brice. The Baal Shamar Girashti as Ishi, the husband says, I divorce my wife, he's believed the Meimra Balmu. That's just a statement. So how can we say a brisa that Zebani depends on a statement that Amoraim said that a person of Baal Shamar Girashti Ashishti is believed? The brisa doesn't depend on a Amorak statement. So then he starts to wonder, what was the initial statement I heard from my Rebbe? So the Gemara says he tweaked it, and therefore he said, Ella, e itmar, if you want to say it, hachi itmar. This is what I heard from my Rebbe. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, bipnei ma amru Zebani Neman, hol biyodo legarsha. Not because he's believed to say he divorced his wife, because he has the ability, biyado, to do it. So therefore, that gives him the ability to exempt his wife from Yibum as well by saying he has a son. That's the svara of Rav Yosef, from Rav Yehuda, from Shmuel. So look at the Tosos for a second here. Tosos writes that since he has the ability to divorce her, so he has the ability also to say he has a son, because both scenarios will exempt her from Yibum and Chalitza. So Tosis writes, even though it's not such a strong Migo to say Biyado Lagarsha, why? Because Shem Hayam Agarsha, if he were to divorce her, Hayaposim Nakuna, the outcome would be quite different. She'd now be disqualified from marrying a Kohen. The Hashish Sheomer Zebani, now simply from saying, I've got a son, and then he dies and she becomes an almana, lo pasala, she's not disqualified. An almana can marry a kohen. Even though it's not exactly, the results won't be exact, it's still good enough to be considered a migo, to say biyada lagarsha, gives him the right to say Zebani Neman. More now, since halfway down the Amud here. Yeah.
He can really divorce her and make her pasul for kahuna.
Right, but what Tosis is really bothered by is Migo giving him strength, or is that really something he'd want to do? Would he really want to cut off his wife from marrying a kohanim?
Why not? If he has an umbrella that's terrible or obnoxious, and like it's memonasha, because even if he dies, a woman who does chalitza is also cannot marry a kohen if she can.
Sure, maybe they're bond and she cannot.
She cannot. So no matter what
she
be
what, a chalitza now.
Yeah.
No, but he says he has a son. There's not chalitza.
So the answer, he has a son, it's giving her more of a call.
Right. So it's not 100% right. And there's the thoughts behind this gets involved in how Migo works. Is it really an option he wanted to do?
Right.
As we said, when you say Migo, is it as if you gave the other one or just giving you strength
right.
to the claim that you're making? That's always part of every single Migo. But it's interesting thoughts nonetheless that it doesn't have to be exact, but it does weaken the Migo. So I'm not sure what an afkamina might be. If it goes up against something else, that maybe a typical thing amigo would beat out something else. In this case, maybe since his amigo is weaker, maybe it wouldn't go up against some other competing factor, whatever that might be. Fine. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rav Yosef hashtad amris amrinan hol. Since we established the hoel that he has the right to say zebuni neman, since biyada lagarsha, so now we could say that baal shamar girashi es ishti neman ho biyada lagarsha. A husband has the svar, now he has the nemanus to say, I divorced my wife, since he has the ability any given second to divorce her. So when he says, I actually did divorce her, that gives him nemanus as well. However, Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he quoted Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Shamar Girashis Ishti Einu Neman. He's not believed. A man cannot just claim, I divorced my wife. Why? What's the reason for this? Because Rashbam says, had he divorced his wife, there would have been a kala. There would have been everyone would have known about that he got divorced. And the fact that there's no kala, that ends up being a reyesa in the migo, right? Rashbam, the way he puts it is, it's migo b'makom edim. Edim are in essence that since there are no edim that they got divorced, the edim are in essence saying that they didn't get divorced. So my migo to say I got divorced because I have biyada lagarsho cannot beat out the edim who say I didn't divorce my wife. And therefore, eino neman according to Rabbi Yochanan against Rav Yosef. So menafich Rav Sheshes biyade azilei lehoel Rav Yosef. He did this little motion with his hand. He kind of swept him off. Rav Yosef, you know, his migo went off and went out the window just like that. Rav Yochanan rejected it. So the Gemara says, Aini, is this really true? V'ha amr Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba and amr Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that in fact, Baal she'amr gerashis ishti neman. The husband is believed to say that he divorced his wife. So there's a contradiction in what the report was from Rabbi Yochanan. Did he allow Osman to claim he divorced his wife or did he not? And so the Gemara answered, lo kashya kan l'mafreya kan l'haba. It depends. Moving for l'haba, the husband believed, I divorced my wife right now. Since he has the ability, so he could claim, I divorced her right now. But to say, that I divorced her a month ago, that he does not have the ability to do, doesn't work. That's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan. What's an afkamina? So Rashbam says, let's say she was mezana a few weeks ago, and you want to try to prevent her from getting chenek, from getting killed, to say you divorced her before she was mezana, that cannot protect her from the punishment, because the Baal Shenemar Girashis Ishti is only Neman Mikanu Laba, not the Mafreya. Warna asks, and we'll finish off with this piece here, Ibailu Amar Lemafreya Ma'ul Mehemne Lahaba. Let's say he says, I divorced her retroactively. So we already established we don't believe him retroactively. But can we now, Mi Paginan Dibur Alo Paginan Dibur? Can we split up the statement and say, let's reject the part of Lemafreya, let's delete that word. But he says, Gracias Ishi. At least that part of the statement can we accept and ignore the Mafreya part, or do we say it's one statement? So once we don't believe Lagavi the Mafreya, we don't believe the entire statement, and they're still considered married. And so the Gemara brings the Machlokas Amarayim here of Meri v'Rav Zvid. Chanamar Paginan, we can't flip the words, and we do believe that they're divorced, Mikanu Laba, but Chanamar Lo Paginan, we don't split up the words. So that's a Machlokas in general about Paginan Dibura. So the Gemara says, how come there's a Machlokas by this case, whether you say Paginan or not? When it comes to this case, we have the Gemara Sanhedrin as well. Ma'ishnamei deRava. Rava had a clear statement, and there's no argument here. Dama Rava. Rava says, Ish ploni ba'al ishti. The guy says, so-and-so Ruvain was ba'al my wife. Hu v'acher mitzdarfen lahar go. So the husband who witnessed this, and some other person, Shnei Edim, could testify and have this ba'al be killed. And the Gemara Rava says, lahar go v'lo lahar go. Only to kill the boa, but not to kill the isha. Why can't you kill the isha? Because the husband's pasul eidus, ishto kagufo, it's a karov. So he can only testify about the boa, but not about the nivola. So what's the difference here? So how come there we can be pagin and dibur, that the eidus is good for the boa, but not good for the... If we say it's pasul lagamre the ishto, it's one eidus, it should be pasul lagamre. So how come there's a machlokis paginan by our case here of the get l'mafraya, but there is no machlokas by the case of the Eishes Ish. And so the Gemara answers, because the betray gufa paginan bechad gufa lo paginan. When it comes to two different people, the wife and the boel, that you could split it up. But regarding one person, husband and wife, just separating that statement regarding one person, that we don't have, can't necessarily say lo paginan, that's actually a machlokas amarem. Okay, we'll stop here.